Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Controversial media personality Andrew Tate dismissed the sexual assault allegations made against him by claiming the woman fabricated her story as revenge for not buying her sister a house, RadarOnline.com has learned. Tate, 36, made his claim to a Romanian judge after he was arrested and detained in the country, where he and his brother, Tristan, 34, had been hiding out. Tate was accused of rape, human trafficking, and leading a British-based organized crime group in December 2022. The media personality told Romanian judges, "It's time for the circus to end," arguing his innocence. Tate and his brother were brought to the Directorate for Investigating Organized Crime and Terrorism, DICOT, in Bucharest on January 26, where they were questioned by officials on the allegations against them. Tate also claimed that only small snippets of information the prosecution claimed to have against him were true. According to the Daily Mail, the former kickboxer alleged the accusations were brought forward by a vengeful woman who followed him to the country and demanded expensive gifts. Tate claimed that his accuser had followed him to Romania and demanded that he buy her sister a $217,000 house. He said the woman alleged the allegations to smear his name after denying her request. Earlier this month, the Bucharest Court of Appeals heard testimony from Tate's defense team, who also claimed the woman asked for lavish gifts. Tate further alleged that she wanted him to fund her dream to open a bar on the beach, to play in a television show, and to become famous on TikTok. The defense team attempted to discredit the woman by stating that Tate had met his accuser at a strip club she worked at in London and she had an alleged drug problem. The controversial figure also claimed that because of her alleged drug problem, she was ordered to stay with his assistant, Georgiana Naghel, who was arrested too. Tate and his brother moved their crew to Romania in 2017 and converted a warehouse into a safe house facility. After successfully dodging authorities who had questioned the legality of their business dealings, police closed in on Tate after his Twitter beef with teenage environmental activist Greta Thunberg. Before his arrest, Tate revealed why he moved to the country on a podcast, claiming the motive was being able to evade rape allegations. "I am not a rapist, but I like the idea of just being able to do what I want," Tate insisted. "I like being free." Tate and his brother remain detained in Romanian custody.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.